You're not allowed to stuff a camel on Shabbos. Give him too much food. For loy dursin, who adin, you can't push the food down his mouth. Avo malitin, but you're allowed to just give him food a little bit to eat. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what the different lashonis are. Rashi ain oifsin means machilu noisan harbi. You can't feed him a lot of food. Al korcho, like to force him. V'toychvin loy begroino, you push it down his throat. V'gemara mafarish loshin oifsin oisin loy kimin ovis v'toych meyeho. The loshin is you make like a storage house in his stomach. You feed a lot. You put a lot of food down there. That's also to do on Shabbos. For loy dorosin, Rashi shadoros lo v'toych groino, you also push the food down his throat. You're not pushing it that far down or that much, but both of them are awesome. It's too much of a tircha to do on Shabbos. You can't push a lot of food down the throat of a camel on Shabbos. Avo malitin means just give him a little food normal that he should eat. That's mutter. You can't also stuff down the food down his throat. An eagle means a young calf. Avo malitin, but you're allowed to give him food to eat normally. You're allowed to give the Tanago food. We'll see exactly how far it means, how far you can put the food down his throat. Of a Tanago, you're allowed to feed him. Yeah. You're allowed to put water. Now there's a new aloch. You're allowed to put water into mursin. That's bran. That's the tfua, after you like put it in the, you sift it out, the wheat, what you have left over, the bran, that you want to feed the animals. The Mishnah says, "Noisnin ma'im lemursin." You're allowed to put water into the mursin on Shabbos, and there's no issa mishum lisha. Avoloi goivlim, but you're not allowed to mix it up. After you put the water into the bran on Shabbos, you want to mix it around. That would be an issa from lisha. That's also to do on Shabbos. Avoloi goivlim. Vaytevie noisnin ma'im lefnei dvarim. You're not allowed to put water in front of bees on Shabbos. Then you can't put water in front of pigeons that live in the birdhouse. And we'll see in the Gemara, because the pshat is the aim is in a secho alecha. It's not up to you to feed them. They have their own place where to get food, so it's called a tircha shlo letzorich. But you're allowed to put water in front of geese, for tanagolim and chickens, because these are living by you, and it's called mizanasecho alecha. Like you, they get the food from you. So you're allowed to feed your animals on Shabbos. Well, if ne yoinei hadrisas, you're allowed to give food in front of the yoinei, the pigeons of hadrisas, name of this mokum. Rashi says, al-shem makaymon, on these yoinei matech habayis. They get fed from the middle of the house, so you have to feed them. They have to come on to you, so you're allowed to feed them on Shabbos. Just a behemoth that doesn't need you to feed them, they get their own food from other places, so that's called aim zasecha olecha. It's not upon you to feed them. There's an isra tircha not to feed them on Shabbos. So the Gemara. My ain oifsin. What does the Mishnah mean? Ain oifsin es tagomul. You can't, we're saying, stuff the food down the camel. For loy dorsin. What does oifsin mean? My ain oifsin. Omer Rav Yehuda, ain oifsin lo ovus patech meyeho. You can't make like an ovus, like a warehouse, in his stomach. In other words, you can't give him too much food. So the Gemara, mi yika ki ay gavne, there's such a thing like that. So the Gemara, in. Yes, there is such a thing like that. O kidiyama Rav Yirmiyah Medifta. Like if Yirmiyah Medifta said, I saw a certain Arab, the ochla kura, that I saw him feed a kura, the yatin a kura. He gave his animal so much food to eat, he gave him a kura, and he, the yatina, he piled up on top of the back also a kura food to save it. That's how much he fed his animal. So as a mistake like that, you feed your animal too much, that's also to do on Shabbos. So drashe kiai gavna. Is it possible to feed him so much that his stomach will be filled like an ovus? The Torah says yes. Atina kura agaba lemzoinus lederech levad shamasois. He fed him so much food, a kura food, and also he put on top of the back of the animal so much food. So as a mitzias to give him a lot of food, you're not allowed to feed him so much on Shabbos. It's called a tirchosh lo letzorich. Vayta ein mamirin. Then the Mishnah says, by agolim, v'yein mamirin es agolim. You can't also feed too much food to the young calves. Ein mamirin. So the Gemara, eizel hi hamro, v'yezel hi halota. What's called hamro, that the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to feed the calf with hamro, but halota, that's mutter. What's the chilek between Hamro and Halota? Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Hamro, what's osar that lumokom she'ena yochol lehachzir? You're putting the food down his throat to a mokom that he can't spit it out anymore. It's a mokom she'ena yochol lehachzir. The food can't come back out anymore. That's called Yimama stuffed it down his throat. That's also to do on Shabbos. Or Bahalotom, just to feed him normal, means Lamokam Shiachana Lahaksir. He's just putting the food a little bit into his mouth, that he can still spit it out. So that's called Halota. That's Mutter to do on Shabbos. So Drashi Lamokam Shayachana Lahaksir. Shaytoichvalo Lifnim Mi Beis Abliyah. Yimama stuff it down inside the throat, inside the Beis Abliyah. That's also. Mashenkin, if it's outside the Beis Abliyah, that is Yochel Lahaksim, that's Mutter. As I land, Rev Yehuda. And we hold like Rev Yehuda Lalocha. Rev Chizdewa Manein, Idividi Lamokim Shein Yochel Lahaksim. Both cases, you're stuffing down the food very far deep down, that you can't be Machzer. It doesn't come out so easy anymore. So, Bazoi, what's the chilek between Hamro, that's Osir, and Halota, that's Mutter? If both cases, you're stuffing down the food down his throat, and he can't come back anymore. What's the chiluk? And the Gemara, v'hamro b'kli. Hamro, that also means you're using a spoon. You're doing with a long spoon to put it all the way down his throat. That's also to do on Shabbos. Or b'halotah b'yad. To do it with your hands, that's mutter. Just to put the food down his throat with your hand, that's mutter to do on Shabbos. Or they'll land Rav Chisda. So drashi b'kli b'tarvet. If you want to use a spoon, that's also. But to do it with your hands, that's mutter. For the Gemara, Moser Rabbi Yosef, for Rabbi Yosef Akasha. The Mishnah says, Mahalka Tilatana Goylem. You're allowed to feed the food to the chickens. Yeah, of the Zabraisa. V'yain tzorach loy meshtel makitin. And avad, it's mutter to be makitin also. That's also mutter. To feed the chickens this way. Now, what does this mean? So, the Gemara, V'yain makitin liyane shoivich. Or liyane aliyah. But you're not allowed to feed makitin to the pigeons. That you can't do. V'yain tzorach loy meshtel makitin. And Avadi can't even be Mahalkatin to the pigeons. So there's a chilik between the tarnagol, a chicken, and a pigeon. Now, Fred Gemara, my Mahalkatin or my Malkitin. What does it mean that by the chicken, both are mutter? You're allowed to be Mahalkatin. The ain't sarach leim shiti could be Malkitin. And Mashenkin to the pigeons, both are rosa. What's the chilik? What's the difference? The more elaim, if you want to tell me, Mahalkatin means the sofer leb yudayin. That means you put the food down his throat with your hands. That's called Mahalkitin. The Sofle Biodayim. Malkitin means the Shadyale Kamayu. Malkitin means you don't even use your hands. So you just put it down in front of him. Like you don't put it into his mouth at all. So Malkitin just means you put the food in front of him. That's Chandis Brysa. Mahalkitin means you're allowed to put the food with your hands into the chicken's mouth. And Pshitim Pshit, you're allowed to put the food just in front of the chicken. If that's the Pshat, for the Gemara, Mechlal b'mashma, diyoyne shayvich v'yoyne aliyah, but in front of pigeons, mishta kamayo namiloyin. It says in front of the pigeons, even Malkitin is also. If you're going to tell me Malkitin means putting the food in front of him, what's wrong with putting the fruit in front of the chicken, in front of the pigeon? Why does it say you can't be Malkitin, you can't do in front of the pigeons? Why not? So the Gemara, El Olav, what you have to say is like this. Mahalkitin means lemokam she'eni yochel lahachzir. That's what we'll see. By chicken, that's mutter. You're allowed to put the food down his throat, even in a place where it can't come up anymore. Malkitin means lemokam she'eni yochel lahachzir. Malkitin means a less of a type of a feeding. You're not sticking it down the throat so much. You're not matriach yourself so much. You're just putting the food into his mouth, in the beginning of the mouth, where he could still throw it up. Abizoi, these two things are mutter by a chicken. And both these two things are also by a yoni, by the pigeons. Mechlal, obizoy, v'mashma, tehamro, v'kli. Obizoy, if you're telling me now by a pigeon, it says mahalkitin. You're allowed to feed a tarnagol. And how you're allowed to feed the tarnagol, the chicken, you're allowed to even put the food down his throat in a mokum with ein machzirin. That's the lashon of mahalkitin. And the Mishnah also says, mahalkitin l'tarnagolim. It's mutter to put the food down the throat of a chicken in a mokum where you can't get it back. So if it's mutter by a tarnagol, the churuhu adin, that's mutter by a camel, also the same thing. Like there's no difference between a gomel and a tarnagol. So once you tell me by the chicken, you're allowed to put the food down his throat so far down, even though it can't come back on Shabbos, as the churuhu the same thing by camel, also that should be mutter. Oy bazoi, mechlal di hamro v'kli. So that the Mishnah says, Hamro is Osir, it says before by a camel, it says, V'ein ma'mirin esagolim, you're not allowed to be V'ein ma'mirin esagolim. Hey, it's the young calves. You're not allowed to be ma'mirim. So what does ma'mirim mean? What's Osir? You can't say it just means putting the food down his throat in a place where you can't get it back, because that's mutter by the chicken. That's called mahalkatin. And whatever's mutter by the chicken, shit, it's mutter by the agolim also. And the Mishnah says, ain ma'mirin es agolim. You can't feed the agolim with an oifen of ma'mirin. So what does a ma'mirin have to mean? So that's the Gemara saying, mechlam, the amro of a kli. That says, hamro, to use a kli, to use a spoon, that's what's awesome. Or to yuftu, the Rabbi Yehuda. This will be a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda, and a riot to Rabbi Chizda. That was saying now, no matter how you're stuffing the food down the throat, Avi, you're only using your hands, it's mutter. That's why Mahalkatin and Tanagolim. You're allowed to stuff the food all the way down the Tanagol, the chicken's throat, even though it's en yachol ha'chzer, but since you're only using your hand, it's mutter. What's also in the Mishnah? Only Mamirin is also, which means Bekli. This will be a raya to Rav Chizda, and a kasha on Rav Yehuda, because Rav Yehuda says you're never allowed to use a Kli. And even putting it down with your hands, it depends how far down you're putting it. It's only mutter to put it in a makom where it could spit it up again. But a makom so far down where you can't spit it up, there it's usher. And here it's mashter both are mutter. So the Gemara name, Omolok Reb Yehuda. L'yoyle ma tell ya, mahalkatin disofer leb yadayim. No, mahalkatin is mutter means you're feeding it with your hands. And how much are you feeding it with your hands? Avadir only in a makom where it could still be yachol achzer. He could still spit it up. Malkita means the shadale kamayu. So that we say by chicken, both are mutter, it's only mutter either to throw the food in front of the chicken, or else mahalkatin means you're allowed to feed him with your hands, but only into his mouth in a makam where it's yochel hachzer. That's mutter. But more than that is called mamirim. That's also zai by a chicken, and zai by a camel, and by a golem. You're not allowed to put the food down his throat so far that it's ain yochel hachzer. What was shver in this pshat? What was shver was the brayser said that a yoni shavich, yoni aliyah, lemishter kamayil namiloi. The brayser said though, but to pigeons, you're not allowed to do any one of these two. You can't be mahalkatin and you can't be malkitin. The if you're going to tell me malkitin just means throw the food in front of them, what's wrong with throwing the food in front of the pigeon? That was a kasha. You're not doing any tircha. So what should be wrong with just throwing it in front of him? The teretz is einach nami, that's also wasa. Nami loy, that's also wasa. And what's the hezbo? Falhani mizoynoy son alecha. A chicken that's in your rishus, or an eagle that's in your rishus, the mizoynus comes from you. You're the one that has to feed him. If you don't feed him, he's not going to have what eat. So melo there tak it's mutter to feed him on Shabbos. Falhani though, pigeons, ein mizoynoy son alecha. You don't have no chiyuv to feed it. Pigeons get the food by themselves. They find food around. They have things to drink by themselves. So obzoi it's also to matriach even to throw food in front of them, since they have their own food. And Rashi says, "Aim is an eser lecha." Teshchichi lo bedavro. They find their own food in their own food in the fields. So obzoi there's an eser tircha midrabbanan. You can't even throw the foods in front of the pigeons. And who adin lalocha? The Mishnah Berurah, the Magen Avraham brings down that people make a mistake on Shabbos Shira. People like to throw the food in front of the birds. So the Magen Avraham says it's awesome because birds are aimed. Birds find their own food. You're not throwing it the food to the birds you have in your house. You want to put the birds outside. You want to put the food, the bread, the challah outside, that the birds should come and find it. But the birds have their own food. So it's awesome in the Rabbanim to be matriach to put food in front of birds to have their own food. So Magen Avraham says you shouldn't do it. So the answer is, if you want to, put it out before Shabbos. Yeah. But that's the loch. We hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that in front of pigeons, you're not allowed to put food, because they have their own food. So the Mark of the Tanya, I'll bring you a riot from this like a brisa. On Shabbos, you're allowed to feed a dog on Shabbos. You're not allowed to put food in front of a pig. What's the difference? If you own a dog, the dog doesn't find its own food, so you have to feed him. It's mutter to feed him on Shabbos. Mashenk and a pig has his own food. So Rashi learns pshat. Rashi learns chazir aim is an osan alecha the oru Yehudi shiyazu chazirim. Stam because it's osar to megadol chazirim. That's why it's osar to feed a chazir. has loved afkas the pshat is because he has his own food. But a chazir, it's also to feed him, because tam, it's also to raise a pig. A Yisrael is not allowed to raise a pig. Omer Ravashi, Masnitsen Nami Deka. I'll bring you right from the Mishnah also. It's also right to this pshat. I think the Mishnah Berurah says, so what then if you have a kelev ra? The Gemara says, the kelev ra, you're not allowed to raise either. It's also to have a kelev ra. A kelev that's a monster, that bites, that hurts people. So it's also to feed him on Shabbos also for the same halacha then. Something you're not allowed to have, so you're not allowed to be matriach yourself and feed him on Shabbos either. Omer Ravashi, Masnitsen Nami Deka. I have a right from our Mishnah. The Mishnah says on Shabbos you can't put water in front of bees. You can't put food or water in front of pigeons that have their own nests. But you're allowed to put the water in front of geese. Or in front of chickens. These are special type of pigeons come from this mokum. Mashmadem, they live in the house. And they need your mezonos. The only food they have is what you give them. That's mutter. Now, my time alav, what's the tesba why you can't put the food in front of the bees? What are you doing? What is are you doing by putting food in front of bees? And the marateret is, mishum dahani mizoinos on alechem. Putting in front of the geese, in front of the chickens, they come unto you for the food. So you're allowed to feed them on Shabbos. Aba bahani, the bees, aim mizoinos on alechem. The bees don't come to you for food. They have their own food, the bees. Therefore, you're not allowed to be matriach yourself and feed them since they have their own food. All the time for the Gemara, I was zoy my Iramaya. Why does the Mishnah Dafke say water? Afilu chiti v'sari namiloi. I was zoy it's also to feed them even wheat and sarim also. And for the Gemara nechnami, shani maya deshchichi bagma. I'll tell you no. The only water is also the trash deshchichi biagma because there's a lot of water outside in the agma in the streets outside. Trash yavu mizoy nes leshchichalu. Or maybe nechnami, maybe taka by bees you are allowed to feed them of food. Because that they don't have outside. What they have outside are who are then the yoinim. It's only us to give them water because there's plenty of water outside for them to find. Mashenkin food, if they can't find food and they belong to you and you have to feed them, and echlami, then you're allowed to feed them on Shabbos. So the more Dorish Rabbi Yoinim, a pischa de Venesia, he dashed in the house of the Venesia, Maidich Siv, what does the Postik say? Yoda, on the Girsa says, in the Postik it says Yoda without the verb. Yoda Tzadik Din Dalim means that Kodesh Baruch Hu knows about the din of poor people. Kodesh Baruch Hu takes care of poor people. What does that mean? Interesting. Yodeya Kodesh Baruch Hu Bekelev Shemazanoisov Muatim. A Kodesh Baruch Hu knows that a dog has very little food. He can't find his own food so much. Nobody gives him food. He doesn't have so much food to eat. Lefika, therefore, the Ebeshah did chesed with the dog that Shoyach Hilosim B'meyav Dimu Yomim. A dog, when he eats, has a meal, it lasts him for 3 days. The food stays in the stomach for 3 days. He doesn't have to look for food so much, because he won't be able to find it. So, Drashi, Shemazonaisav, Muatim, Shein Odom, Chasalov, Losses, Lemazonis, Harab. Interesting. Normally, people don't give dogs too much to eat. So, therefore, the Ebusha did them a chesed, that the food that goes into them stays there for 3 days. Kiritnan, it's an afkamin lalocha. Kiritnan, we learned in the Mishnah, in Oilis. Allah, let's say a kelev ate a mace. A person that was mace, he has tumas mace. Let's say a kelev went and ate a kezias of the mace. And it's in the stomach of the kelev now. So about the coals of mine, the kelev is alive. That's called tumah balua. It's like swallowed up in the kelev. So it's not matama. The dog comes into the house now, there's no tumas and mace. Let's say the dog dies 2 days later. The dog dies 2 days later, then there's no din tuma blua. Then we don't say it's like swallowed up in the dog. And since the dog swallowed the kezias of the mace before, it's considered that the kezias of the mace is right here now in the room, and the whole room has tumas mace. Let's say it is 3 days ago, it's also tummy. Because for 3 days we say it stays in the dog's stomach. After 3 days, if he ate it 3 or 4 days ago, and now we die today, then has no tumas mace anymore. Because by 4 days, then it got dissolved already. But for 3 days, it stays in the dog's stomach. So now, kamin lalocha. The bekelev gimu yomim yais liyais. Mamish 3 24-hour periods. That's how long the food stays in the dog's stomach. So therefore, if the dog is mace within these 3 days, and he ate before a kezias of a mace, halacha is there's tumas mace now. We consider as if that kezias mace is still here, and the tum is belay, there'll be a tumas oil on it. Uv oifus of a dogim. What about if a bird or a fish ate the kezias of a mace, then faket, kidei shetipul or b'tisorif. It gets dissolved, digested very fast by them, and as short as you could burn it in fire, that's how long it gets digested. So mele, if the oif dies a few minutes later, then it has no tumas meis anymore. Omer Rav Hamnuna, so Rav Hamnuna, from this halacha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a special bracha to a kelev, Shema Mino, Urcha Arya, it's a nice thing to do, Lemishta Umsele Kalba, it's a nice thing to do to give bones to dogs' teeth. Hey, since you see the Eibishter took care of them, who are then you should also take care of dogs? Trashi Shema Mino, Mida Koma Shehikbid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Almazonaisav. Since we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to take care of dogs, so you see it's a nice thing to give a dog a bone to eat. Avazati Gemara, Abba the Kama, how much should you feed him though? Omarav Mori, Moshach Udna. Give him a small bone the size of his ear, not more. Trashi Moshach Udna, Ma'at, Kemois Oiznoi. That's all, just give him the size of his ear. Avazati Gemara, V'chutra Basre. Make sure you have the stick right away to throw him away. Trashi V'chutra Basre, Yakeya B'makel. Hit him with the stick right away. Miyad, Shloyer Magilo Etzloi. He shouldn't be coming after you all the time. Azai, you give him a bone teeth, so Kaseida come after you. Azai, feel you're not mechuyev to do, Kaseida they have to feed him. So Mastam is not talking about where it's your dog. Mastam, you see a dog on the street. So you shouldn't make it that he'll be margul Kaseida to come to you. So the Gemara in Hani Mili Bedavr, there's only outside in the street, or outside in the field that you should do this. Avo Bemoso, but in the own city, like near your house, if you come to feed him outside your house, loy, then you don't have to do this. Why the Yosla Misrach? Because if you feed him once in front of your house, the say that the dog will keep on coming after you. And it'll want more and more and more. It's interesting. Rashi says, Bashum the Yosla Misrach, Baswe Vyasidum. Hamamish be master you. He'll eat up your whole meal for you then. He won't leave you alone. So in the city, that's not a good eitzah. But in the fields, there's such an inyan to give a dog, even though it's not your dog, give him teeth. You see this midah Kodesh Baruch Hu had Rachmanis on him, you should also have Rachmanis on him. Omer Rav Papa, Lesta Niyah Mikalba. The poorest thing, the poorest creature in this world is a dog. For less the awesome Michazira, and the richest creature in this world is a pig. Because he has the most teeth. Trashi, less the awesome Michazira, Shako Michael Royaloi, pig could eat anything. So he's very lucky, but wherever is there, he could eat. O Moitzi Lechol, Viaf Machim Leharbi. Watch this, understand, people feed pigs a lot. So they're rich, they have a lot of teeth. Mashenk and a kelev doesn't find too much food, and not too many people feed him, so mainly it's called an oni. Maratani kavosa to Reb Yehuda. Now going back to the original Shaila. I bring an ochmol araya to Reb Yehuda, that Reb Yehuda learns in the Mishnah, that what's mutter only to feed the animal, to put it into his mouth in the mokum, that it's yochol ahachzer. You didn't put it that deep down into his throat, that's ain yochol ahachzer, that's osur. So only mutter to put it at the beginning of his mouth, which still shaykh him to spit it up. What's the raya? Tani kavosa to Rabbi Yehuda. Eizeu hi amro. What's called hamro? That's mutter. V'eizeu hi halota. That's osur. Not forget. V'ei mamirin. Mamirin is osur. Is what's called hamro? That's osur. And what's called halota? That's mutter. Hamro means marbitzim. You throw the animal down. O poikis es piho. You open up its mouth wide. O machilo kashinu no mayim basachas. You throw inside there water and kashinim, that's the behemoth food, at the same time. That's what's osur. What's halota? That's machila mo'imid. You feed it when it's still standing up. O mashkeyu mo'imid. You let it drink when it's still standing up. V'noisten kashinim b'fnei atzmon. You let him eat kashinim by himself. O mayim b'fnei atzmon. Let him eat water by himself. So mashkeyu, if he takes it this way, eating it by himself, and never, you can't put it down his throat so far that it's ein yochol hachzer. The only way you can get it down his throat so far is the first case. That's hamro. That's by mabitza. First you have to throw him down to the ground, and then you can stuff the food down into him. Trashi kavos to Rabbi Yehuda. Shahamro, what's osur? That's lamokim sheni yochol hachzer. Even with your hand, it's also to put the food down his throat in a mokim that it can't be machzerit. Poikis says pia, to what's osur? To throw him down, and then to keep his mouth wide open. That means neisen chiko teich pia. You put like a bite inside his mouth. He can't close his mouth anymore. That's the way you come to feed the animal. You put a bite there, you keep his mouth wide open, then you shove it down. And the water gets dissolved into the kashinim. Amela takes the food down his mouth, to a mokum, he can't throw it up. Machila mumet, mashenkin what's mutter, only tefillin when he's standing. Shrashi nois no tech pia, you put it into his mouth. So Rashi now, v'chol z'man, sheinim abitza, kol z'man you don't, like, put the animal on the floor, ein yochol litfei kol kach. You can't shove it down so far, v'yochol le'achzir it. It's always the Messias that the animal could bring it up again. So that's the right Rebbe Yehuda. It's only mutter to feed him so far down his throat that he could bring it up. But if you put it so far down that he can't bring it up, that's also it. Tirchah shtol tzarech, t'rabbonin after that tirchah. Right. Mahalki tinotana gelim. So the Gemara, Omer Abaye. So really the Gemara is going on in the next part of the Mishnah, there's a little about halachas of Lisha. What you allowed to make lash on Shabbos and what not. That our Mishnah said, the Chiddush, v'noisnin mayim lemursin. You're allowed to put water into the bran on Shabbos. It means the mursin has to bear the psoilus of the chitim that you use for the animal's teeth. It's a thick type of a flower-like. And you put water, it's mutter to put the water into it on Shabbos. Avoloi goizlin. But you're not allowed to mix it up on Shabbos. That's one. That's the av malacha of lash. You're not allowed to mix up something on Shabbos. So the Gemara, Omer Abaye, Amrisa Kaimi Demar Masnisin Mani. I asked the Reb, my Rebbe, who does our Mishnah go like? The Yom Ali, he answered me, Reb Yosef Reb Yehudi. Our Mishnah that says you're allowed to put the water in, just not mix it up. That goes according to Reb Yosef Reb Yehuda. The Tanya, we're going to the Brisa. Echad Noisin Es Hakemach. If somebody puts flour into the pot, v'yecha noisna teichin mayim, then somebody pours water into the flour on Shabbos, it is achron chayiv divrei Rebbe. That's Rebbe Shita. Just for putting water into flour, even without mixing it up, that's also the yav malocha of lash. And yechayiv midiraisa for that. Just pouring water into flour. Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda Oimer, no. Ein chayiv ad sheyigvol. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, you're only chayiv if you mix up the flour and water. But just by putting water into the flour, for that's mutter. So our Mishnah that says you're allowed to put the mayim into the mursin, that goes according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. The only gibel mixing it up, that's what's awesome. So the Gemara name, Dilma, maybe, at the Mishnah doesn't go according to either one of them. It's fair according to both of them. So Dilma, maybe, at kan loy come Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. When did Rabbi Yosef Yehuda said it's mutter to put water into flour, only hosam by flour, hosam ela kemach. Why devar gibulhu? Because flour, usually, what do you do with flour? You put water, but you don't just let the water go there. Your mamash mix it up, you need it. So since it's a bar gibul, it's something you need, then you only chayiv when you need it, when you mix it up. Avo mursin, mashenken, the bran, the lav bar gibulhu. Bran, you don't come to really make it into a dough to knead it up. All you do by bran is you just mix the water into the bran and let it stay that way. You don't knead it up. So since it's not a bar gibulu, afil Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is moidim. Maybe even Rabbi Yosef Yehuda also holds it's awesome. Hey, since bran, it's not a derech to make it into a dough. You don't need it. All you do is just put the water in. Maybe that's also awesome according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. So then the Rav Mishnah says it's mutter, the chur we don't know who it goes like. It doesn't go like either one of them. So that's more name, loy, don't say like that. Loy sakadaituch. The Tanya behead you, because we learned Beferish not like that. We learned a noisnin mayim lamursin diver Rebbe. As Rebbe hold, you're not allowed to add water into the bran on Shabbos. That's also the block of lash. Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda Oimer, he says noisnin mayim lamursin claw. You are allowed to put water into bran on Shabbos. So you see, claw Rebbe Yosef Yehuda is matter even by bran, even though it's not a bar gibul. Still putting the water in his mutter. It's only us mixing it up. That's what's awesome. Halach, it's both shittas are brought down. I think we're supposed to be machmir like Rebbe Shita. That what yeshemim to be machmir, and the thing about the Trumas pasuk like that. That you shouldn't even add water into the flour on Shabbos. That's also also mishum lash. Yeah. But Tana Rabbonin, ein goivlin es hakeli. You're not allowed to be goivl mixed. This mamish mix up, even though you have water in it. You're not allowed to mix it up on Shabbos. Es hakeli. Keli's Rashi says that's kemach shel tfuah. That's wheat. Shenes yavshu kishen klois. That it was dried up when it was klois. Means first you have the raw wheat. You let it be very dry. And then klois usually means you dry it up in the oven. You let it like roast in the oven. Betano. V'yoyse kemach, then you take the wheat, then you grind it up. V'yoyse kemach, this type of flour, liyer lo mosik, is always very sweet. V'ukimcha di avushni. V'yoyse menu shtisa. This is what you make shtisa from. You put oil and water and salt.